The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yet another round of sanctions against Russia expected to be announced by the Trump administration today. These aimed at pressuring Russia to back off its support for Syria's President Bashar al-Assad, especially after the recent chemical attacks blamed on his government forces. Russia is signaling it would retaliate against such sanctions with restrictions or bans on certain U.S. imports.
I don't think he's medically unfit to be president. I think he's morally unfit to be president.
Fired FBI Director James Comey in an ABC interview last night as he's out selling his book that comes out tomorrow. He also says while it's unlikely that the Russians compromised President Trump in any way, he adds,
I think it's possible. I don't know. These are more words I never thought I'd utter about a president of the United States, but it's possible.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
A deadly prison riot in South Carolina is over, but not before seven inmates are killed in the chaos. The State Department of Corrections saying it happened at the Lee County Correctional Institute and lasted for about 8 hours before order was restored at about 3 a.m. Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin is apologizing for remarks he made suggesting that last week's teacher walkouts in his state left children vulnerable to harm, drugs, and even sexual assault. Bevin faced harsh criticism from lawmakers in both parties after those comments. Last night, though, he posted a video to his Twitter page saying his comments were misunderstood.
Many people have been confused or hurt or just misunderstand what it was that I was trying to communicate. That's my responsibility, it truly is. And I apologize for those who have been hurt by the things that were said. It was not my intent whatsoever.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
For years, we've thought of April 15th as the day you file your taxes. Well, it wasn't this year. And now today, the 16th, is also not tax filing deadline today because it's a holiday in Washington, D.C. As a result, federal and state taxes are actually due tomorrow. An actor known for portraying Marine Corps drill instructors has passed away. Kansas native Arlie Ermey was a U.S. Marine. He completed basic training in 1961 at the age of 19. He was discharged in 1972 because of several injuries he'd suffered in the service. Ermey's acting career began with a role he'd play many times, a Marine Corps drill instructor. His most famous role, though, came in 1987 in Full Metal Jacket.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Besides other films Ermey did, he also hosted TV shows including Mail Call and Lock and Load, and he did a fair number of cartoon voiceovers, too, including...
What's your name, son?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Ermey's manager says he died of complications from pneumonia. Arlie Ermey was 74. At last night's Academy of Country Music Awards ceremonies, Chris Stapleton was the winner of Male Vocalist of the Year and Album of the Year. Miranda Lambert was chosen Female Vocalist of the Year, and Jason Aldean was Entertainer of the Year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat.
You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
All right, our local weather here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com. WHCR-DB. About 48 degrees outside right now. We had a lot of water here in the around Flemington. Lots of rain. There's flooding around, as usual when you have a lot of concrete, I guess, and some hills. Today's showers, possibly a thunderstorm later. All of the rain's let up for now. Tonight, chance of showers mainly before 8 p.m. Mostly cloudy. Low around 37. Slight chance of showers on Tuesday. Otherwise, cloudy, high near 50. Cloudy on the overnight Tuesday, low in the 30s. Still a little cool yet for April, although 60 degrees is probably our target. Might hit it on Wednesday. High will be in the upper 50s, although back Wednesday night. Slight chance of showers at night and into Thursday. And clearing up on Sunday with highs in the mid to upper 50s and lows in the mid to upper 30s Friday night, Saturday night, and then through Sunday. So April showers, here they are. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hey, welcome to the table, Chef Bill's Table. I'm your host, Chef Bill Kinslow, here at WHCRDB, Chamber Radio. Get together on Mondays to talk about mostly food, some beverages. We had a nice couple of visitors last week, Scott and Pete. Always nice to see Pete. He's my spice guy. He knows all the science behind things. Pretty interesting, just... how they use the spices and herbs, not just for appearance and flavor, but also the learning how to handle them, the chemical properties, always nice to get some input there. Scott, veteran. Scott Catania was a veteran chef, very high-end places, and now has settled into somewhat, although he probably thought it was going to be easier, he said he's never worked harder in his life. And I remember when I opened my small restaurant, I was in my early 20s, and you always think you're working hard, but when you have your own business and you're a sole proprietor, everything falls on your shoulders, and I'm sure many of you are aware out there. It seems many staffers now, employees are becoming freelance or contract employees, kind of have the freedom to pick and choose. Good way early on, I recommend to young cooks, people that want to get into the business. I started, first it was a restaurant, got some good skills there only because they'd let you do it, which I'm always thankful for. But hotels, a nice hotel, if you're looking to get into the food business or food and beverage or hospitality, find a good hotel. There's many departments, many opportunities to change around. I know we're trying to change the program. I teach for Raritan Valley Community College. We have an associate's degree program there, food and beverage management. And it's just the way things now, we're kind of at a low point. Enrollment is down, I think, around in community colleges. When unemployment is low, of course, people are not looking to postpone their careers. There's plenty of jobs out there available, but we still need training. So we're hopefully through workforce development, we'll get something going that can get young people interested. Hospitality, one of those areas where you can only do so much with robotics. You still need people, just like the medical profession. You need people present at the time that the service is provided, and I don't see any changes in a lot of that coming soon. There's, some of the things have been automated, but still that decision on how to treat people, how to fix what goes wrong and keep doing what goes right, that I don't know if that's something a machine can do. But anyway, spring is trying to get here, at least in the Northeast, and the northern, mid-northern states still getting a lot of snow and a lot of rain coming. California, we had little issues with romaine lettuce out of Arizona, flooding. When the fields are wet, it's hard to harvest. So I think that has cleared up a little bit, but we'll see that now, even in our land of bounty. Sometimes Mother Nature doesn't always cooperate with us. Mother Nature is going to do what she's going to do, and we have to adapt. So sometimes you'll see, shortages, price spikes, things like that. Good thing with produce is it doesn't take too long to recover. Thinking about asparagus, of course, we just had Easter. We've got Mother's Day coming up, another nice food holiday, and I guess they say in the Midwest, grilling season is upon us. Although this last weekend was beautiful, and I'm sure many people went to the outside. And then of course Sunday, the other shoe drops. Right, it was nice. Even Saturday night, the temperature dropped severely for right around 8 o'clock. So coming up, spring vegetables. One of the hardest areas, difficult areas for us in the restaurant business, because as soon as the weather turns warm, people think of the diet change. Even though many things are available year-round, it's always best in season. That's when it's plentiful, especially produce, inexpensive. And it's just we're kind of wired for it, at least in the four-season climate where we are. We look forward to these changes. So soft shell crabs, which we can get out of Florida, very expensive. Think of the signs of spring. Fiddlehead ferns, if you're up in the Northeast, I used to use those in Lake Placid. Very short season, very neat little vegetable. But, again, it's only about maybe a three-week season. So it's one of those local delicacies, not really packed and shipped around as far as I'm aware. But asparagus is one of these vegetables that we think of as spring, but, you know, available year-round from somewhere. A lot of production in China, of course, Europe, California, Peru, South America. A lot of times through the winter, that's where we source it. In this hemisphere, you know, we've got the opposite seasons here, so South America is a great source in, you know, as far as opposite seasons. Wine produced down there, of course, even French winemakers have gone to South America and have sister operations there. Not the same as what they produce in France, but certainly the same technique. So we take advantage of that opposite seasons. So today we're going to explore asparagus, just to review some techniques and some of my favorite recipes that I've used or adapted over the past. Very simple. You don't want to do too much. And we'll get started on this. We've got a break for a couple of messages, and we'll be right back at the table.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Back at the table, back at Chef Bill's table here at WHCRDV Radio. So asparagus, always one of those vegetables we think kind of tie it into higher-end cooking, shall we say, or luxury. Sometimes expensive, sometimes not. There is a little bit of work to it. It has a low energy value. It's not a really having it just for the nice flavor. But it looks nice. It's adaptable to many kinds of cooking methods. I know we've used it back in the 90s. That was one of the couple of mandates given to us if you're in the bistro type element, was you always have to have raspberries and you always had to have asparagus somewhere year round. We kind of cost average it, sometimes very high price, sometimes not. And at Jake's, we'd done, of course, we opened early 91, so still run asparagus through the menu. Not as prevalent as I used to, but it's still in a couple of key dishes. Our penne vodka, which we originally made with smoked salmon and asparagus, good combination, and papar vodka. And that kind of morphed into more people wanted chicken and shrimp. I still get a request once in a while for the smoked salmon. That was kind of, we didn't want to do the prosciutto and peas like everybody else. You know, we weren't really an Italian restaurant, so we tried to put a little twist on things. And I thought, well, the asparagus is nice because we use the penne rigatti, the grooved penne pasta, pencil points. And you can cut the asparagus spears on a diagonal to resemble the penne. So the dish matches up. When you're doing that with pasta especially, you try to match either the sauce or the shape of the food to shape of the pasta. That's the beauty of so many types of pastas. So the penne, tomatoes, vodka sauce works very well. Right now, crab louis, of course, it's a garnish on that. Chilled asparagus, we used to offer that as an appetizer. But most people like it grilled now. Once we started grilling the asparagus, roasted is very good. But grilling it, brushed with oil, a little salt and pepper, it's even if it chars a little bit, very good. When you're buying asparagus, oftentimes we think of smaller vegetables as more delicate, young, better flavor. The pencil asparagus, very thin. We don't like to use that on the grill, especially. It gets overcooked too quickly. It's got some value, but I think just like lobster, I think the larger asparagus has more flavor. Now you have to maybe handle it a little bit differently in preparing it. But they say the pencil asparagus, when you find it, if that's what you like, cut it into the 1.5-inch pieces on the bias. You don't really peel that. The larger asparagus, a lot of times preparation will call for peeling it. And that does a couple of things. Asparagus, if you'll notice, especially when it's in season, you get a little better yield out of it. When it's a little off season, maybe not so much, but we always break the asparagus at the point where it naturally happens. You'll bend the thick end of it, and wherever it snaps off easily, that's the rest of it's nice. But you can get a little bit more out of your asparagus when you peel it. You'll start further. Actually, you'll start near the tip end and peel down with your peeler, just getting that outside fibrous, the green off. Really, you're going to make the asparagus now. There is green and white asparagus. Asparagus will end up being a little pale green or white down toward the end. But you can normally peel off some of that outside a little bit. You get a little bit more yield out of the asparagus. For presentation, we don't peel ours because we want the green there. And asparagus, after all, is finger food. And if you're eating it, you always start with the tip. That's where the flavor is. And you hold it by the thick end. And if a little more casual in our setting. In a fancy restaurant, of course, you would peel and you would make the whole thing edible. When we cut our bias cuts for the penne vodka, of course, we don't go too far down the stem. Some recipes may call for asparagus tips. I know freezing, asparagus does freeze fairly well. Just remember that it is blanched, so when you're using it in recipes, you don't really have to cook it too much. And you have to watch the quality, too. Sometimes, the color might not be there. Canned asparagus, unless you're pickling it, pretty much that dull green, no texture. White asparagus will hold up well to that, but not the green. So you're looking for standard is a grade size, or large, extra large. There's jumbo. Stores are mostly standard to large. We like the large at the restaurant. It gives us, again, the best hold up on the grill. When you're prepping your asparagus, of course, you wash it and snap off that tough end. You can peel it if you'd like. Again, if you're making a braised asparagus stew, which we're going to talk about, using it in a vegetable medley or things like that, or in a sauce, you may want to peel it. Otherwise, we like the green look. If the little leaves on there are a little too prominent, then you would peel them. But truthfully, most of the asparagus now we get doesn't really need peeling. So grilling it, obviously the simple way. Steaming it, we will blanch it ahead of time. And you can steam or boil asparagus. You can see the little basket steamers that were developed for that. So the idea is, especially if you're using the jumbo or the very large asparagus, the base of the asparagus takes longer to cook than the tips. You don't want to overcook the tips because they just kind of crumble or mush up. So you'll see a perforated steamer basket, and when you do this with your asparagus, then you have to bundle it. So you're going to cut the thick end off or break it off, peel it if you like, and you'll stand the asparagus up so the base of the asparagus is in the boiling water and the tips are not in the water. They will get steamed. Now, another problem when you're cooking green vegetables, when you first water first comes to a boil, a little bit of acid comes off those vegetables, and if you trap that vapor, acid, it's going to turn your vegetables an olive drab. That's why we always like to either steam to blanch to keep the green, or if we're boiling, we don't put a lid on. You can use a lid to bring the water to a boil, but when you're cooking a green vegetable, you don't want it with the lid on. You know, the exception would be if you're making southern-style greens with the pot liquor and the ham, and those will be a very dull color, but they're going to cook a long time anyway. But, you know, green beans, broccoli, asparagus, peas, anything like that, you want to cook with an open pan. So you've got it prepped. We're blanching it if you're going to serve it cold. We blanch it for our pasta dishes. The only raw we use is for grilled, or if somebody wants sautéed or roasted, then we start from the raw asparagus. So we used to do at Chadfield's fried asparagus, and you know me, fry anything well, it tastes good. And we would do this besides offering it grilled. We tried to call it French fried asparagus. And what you'll need is standard breading procedure. We like the fine dry breadcrumbs for this, unflavored. You don't need seasoning in them. Panko is okay, but maybe a little bit too coarse. You want this the asparagus to be coated well. If you're using panko, you can always pulse it in the food processor to make it a little bit finer. So when we do this, we have to have, when you're breading something, of course, you have your seasoned flour, and then you have some beaten egg with a little water or milk into it, an egg wash. You can actually add a little cheese if you like. And then, of course, your breadcrumbs. So with asparagus, you have to double bread it. The nature of the asparagus is actually, because even the flour doesn't stick to it that well, we always make sure it's wet first just from rinsing it. And then it goes into the flour. The water helps the flour to stick. Then you're into the egg wash and into the breadcrumb. Remember to keep, if you're right-handed, you keep your left hand wet, which is dipping into the egg wash, and your right hand would be dry. That's where you would handle the fish, the asparagus from the flour to the egg wash, then your left hand from the egg wash to the crumb. With your right hand, you're going to coat the asparagus. Now, it's not going to coat that well. What you need to do then is quickly dip it back in the egg wash and then back in the breadcrumb. So you're doing kind of a double breading. And we do this with a couple of things just to make sure that coating sticks. Now it can sit on some wax paper in the fridge, if you like, if you need to heat your oil. We do this with the whole spears. Now, if you get spears that are very, very long, make sure you have your pot of oil. You can shallow fry or deep fry, whichever you like. Just watch your temperature. Again, 350 is good, but don't overcrowd the pan. And if you're shallow frying, you may have to turn them. If you're deep frying, of course, watch them when they're golden brown, and we're using raw asparagus because we don't want the asparagus to overcook. It's still going to be, of course, crispy on the outside, but crunchy on the inside. You want that texture there. So the French fried asparagus, I guess you say, fry anything, it tastes good, right? People do string beans and things like that now. But the fried asparagus is nice. Chilled, again, blanched, let it cool off. I would use running cool water. You don't have to really shock it. Some say that asparagus served that way is actually better left room temperature. You could dress it with a vinaigrette. Another way, steamed. We've done it oftentimes as a first course. The classic, or as a side dish, would be hollandaise, asparagus hollandaise. The steamed asparagus spears on a platter, that nice egg and butter sauce that we use at brunch. The hollandaise does very well with that, or even a Maltese, which would have some orange rind and use orange juice instead of the lemon juice. That little orange flavor works well. But asparagus hollandaise is something that could serve as a course all by itself. The Lake Placid Club, we used to serve it as a vegetable when it was in season, and it would get the hollandaise on it. Nice, rich sauce. Polytech, I know we've done it as a first or second course. Make a nice hollandaise, the warm asparagus, and a nice brioche crouton, something for a little crunch. Doesn't hurt either. We've got to do a news break here, and we'll come back and look at a couple of their simple recipes for asparagus. Asparagus stew, prosciutto-wrapped asparagus, and a nice soup. Celebrate Easter. Chef Phil's Table. Would you know my name?
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yet another round of sanctions against Russia expected to be announced by the Trump administration today. These aimed at pressuring Russia to back off its support for Syria's President Bashar al-Assad, especially after the recent chemical attacks blamed on his government forces. Russia is signaling it would retaliate against such sanctions with restrictions or bans on certain U.S. imports.
I don't think he's medically unfit to be president. I think he's morally unfit to be president.
Fired FBI Director James Comey in an ABC interview last night as he's out selling his book that comes out tomorrow. He also says while it's unlikely that the Russians compromised President Trump in any way, he adds,
I think it's possible. I don't know. These are more words I never thought I'd utter about a president of the United States, but it's possible.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Table here. So asparagus stew, something I saw years ago, Jacques Pepin, the well-known French chef, very great teacher. Actually have his book signed, La Technique, La Methode, early on, lots of pictures, very good instructional technique. So he did a simple asparagus stew, and it helps you understand emulsions, just like hollandaise is an emulsion. You make with the clarified butter and beaten egg, a little lemon juice. For a little bit thinner one, actually, we used to use whole butter. We would melt it, and then we'd make your nice thick hollandaise, and then that little bit of milk solids and liquid at the end, you can use that to thin it out a little bit so it maybe pours a little bit easier. Sometimes it's very, very thick, almost like a mayonnaise. Sometimes we want it a little bit more that it's going to coat and glaze rather than be a dollop on top. So asparagus stew, we're going to make a butter and water emulsion. The idea is when the ratio of fat to a liquid is about 50-50, when you bring the product to a quick boil, it creates a temporary emulsion, meaning they're going to mix together, look a little creamy, but there's no cream in there. It will separate after a while. If you have too little liquid in there, of course, the butter will separate. You can always fix the sauce, even a hollandaise or a beurre blanc, by adding a little bit of cold water. That's usually what's happened. If it starts to look greasy, that means there's not enough water in it. So we have our asparagus prepped. We're going to peel it for this and cut on the bias in about 1.5-inch pieces. Of course, the tips are whole. And you have your raw asparagus. You're going to about 2 dozen spears, let's say. You need 1/3 of a cup of water. You're going to have 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Have 2 ounces or 1/2 stick of sweet butter cut in pieces off to the side. And 1/4 cup of chopped parsley. So in a skillet, you're going to put the cold water, the salt, and the asparagus. You're going to bring it to a boil as quickly as you can. You can cover it if you want. I don't like covering it. Again, it traps that vapor in there. But after it's brought to a boil, you're going to cook them for about 1.5 minutes. You want them still a little bit crisp tender. Always check them. You can either cut them with a spoon or you can taste one. Obviously, tasting one's more to my liking. Once they're cooked, you're going to add your butter bits and your parsley and let it come to a boil again. It'll foam up. It might even, if you have a shallow skillet, it might even foam over. But right away, it's done, ready to be served. If you find that it has separated, a little more water, you can just, you know, the whole butter and the water. Whole butter is about 80%, 75% butter fat, so you've got a little bit of liquid in there. So this is a quick butter sauce, call it stew if you like. You don't have to worry about reduction that you would for a beurre blanc and then, you know, beating the egg yolks for a hollandaise. So a little bit lighter, a little bit purer flavor. You've got your water that you've cooked the asparagus in, of course, is going to flavor it. Adjust with your black pepper at the end, and you got it.
Love comes over.
This reminds me of a soup we used to do at Tonino's, an Italian restaurant. And you could do variations. Have you ever heard of a stracciatella? Little strands. It's kind of an Italian egg drop soup. So you have your broth with some vegetables or meats, whatever you like. Usually it used to be done with escarole. It could be done with spinach. And you make a light batter out of beaten eggs and Parmesan cheese. And when you're ready to serve the soup, bring the soup to a boil, and you kind of, it's like an egg drop soup. You're going to drizzle the eggs in there while stirring, get that vortex going there, a little stirring around there, and you'll have the little strands of cooked egg garnishing the soup. Very nice, very delicate, elegant. So we used to do one with veal and asparagus, spring. So you think of veal, young animals, the asparagus, and the eggs all in one soup. If you're not a fan of veal, you could obviously use chicken or chicken thighs. You could use even lean pork would work. Or if you wanted to keep it vegetarian, that's fine. We did the veal. We minced up, you know, fine diced some lean veal. So you have maybe a pound of veal, or if you want, a couple of cups of maybe cooked chicken, shredded, would work. Asparagus, you know, a bunch or so, maybe, you know, 2 bunches, depending on how much you want to make. You're going to, again, prep your asparagus, get it cut into, remember you're serving a soup, so probably 1-inch pieces would be enough. And we just need a little bit of minced shallot and minced garlic. The seasoning, you need some black pepper, some basil, olive oil, and some good broth. You could, if you're using raw veal, you could probably get away with water. Just remember to check it for salt. But a good chicken broth would help. You need at least 6 cups for this, maybe 8, just enough to cover. You want a little, you know, enough broth in there. It is a soup after all, but then you have to remember to cook the eggs when you're ready to serve. So you brown the veal, you dredge it in flour if you like. If you want to keep it gluten-free, don't use the flour, obviously. Have your sautéed onion and garlic, if you like the garlic. If you don't, again, you can leave it out, but little garlic doesn't hurt. Sometimes you like to throw a clove in there and then fish it out later, just so you have that nice perfume. So your asparagus is raw. Also, it's prepped and cut into 1-inch pieces. Do it on the bias there and make it look nice. So your veal, you've got it sautéed. You're going to add your broth, and it doesn't take too long to cook the veal. If you're using chicken thigh, actually, once your chicken is cooked, you could add the asparagus right to it. Sauté the asparagus. You want to set that color, gives it that flavor. Once the asparagus is sautéed a little bit, we're going to add the broth and bring it to a simmer. When the asparagus is cooked, and by that time your veal or your chicken or your minced pork should be cooked. By minced, I don't, you know, not ground, but cut very small dice. After all, this is a soup. When you're ready to serve, you have your soup boiling away. Of course, you check it for salt and pepper. Take 2 eggs, 3 or 4 if you like. More eggs, the better. And for every 2 eggs, 1/4 cup of fresh Parmesan cheese. If you like Romano, use Romano, but Parmesan's a little better for this. It'll melt better. And just whip, make like a batter, just like you're making a carbonara. And as your soup's boiling, kind of drizzle in this batter, stirring well, so it forms little strands. Once the egg mixture is floating, it's cooked, and it's ready to serve. You don't want to add the eggs too early. They will, you know, turn color a little bit, but you've got now this nice, could be a main course, could be a first course. It's light enough to be a first course, even though you've got a little meat in there with the eggs, the veal, or the chicken. And the asparagus, you've got, the makings of a meal soup, if you like, for lunch or dinner. Or a nice first course for maybe pasta, if you're having pasta for a dinner. Veal and asparagus soup. I've seen versions of this also with, you could make little meatballs, if you like. Possibilities are endless. But the stracciatella with asparagus, very nice. If you want to add some peas or some spinach in that, as I say, you can make this simple or take it to another level. Another dish, simple, probably good for breakfast or lunch. Again, asparagus and eggs. If you don't feel like making holidays, very easy to do asparagus, and you could either steam it, you could roast it, you could boil it like we, blanch it like we did for the asparagus too, but I want to keep it in spears. You want your oven at 450 degrees. I'm going to put some Parmesan cheese on top of the asparagus, and nice, again, nice, fresh, grated slivered Parmesan. 2 pounds of asparagus. You'll need that'll be enough for about 8 eggs. You need 1/4 cup of butter and a little bit of ground pepper. So what we'll do is we're going to prep our asparagus, get the nice spears. Now, we'd like to blanch the asparagus first so it sets the color, plus it's not going to take that long for the cheese to melt. So we lay the asparagus in a baking dish, and you want the tips not to be buried. So you might, if you're lining them up, you might, the tip might lay on top of the base of another spear if you have to do a rectangular pan. Otherwise, side by side, you've got the buttered pan, a little butter over the asparagus, and then your grated Parmesan. Bake that in the oven until the cheese melts. Meantime, you're frying eggs. Sunny side up would be the best. You want to keep that yolk because if you break that yolk, of course, it makes a nice sauce. So you could serve the fried eggs on top of the baked asparagus. If you don't want to turn the oven on, very simple, just to boil or steam the asparagus or even saute it till it's cooked. A little bit of butter and Parmesan, and then put your fried eggs, or poached if you like poached eggs, but kind of instead of making a hollandaise, you're just going to use the egg, which a lot of chefs are doing now, garnishing dishes with a fried egg. That yolk melts, or the breaks rather, and runs, and you've got the, it helps you make a sauce. We've got a break for a couple of messages here. We're going to look at another asparagus dish that we could even adapt to a main dish when we come back to the table.
I see the hunger burning in her eyes.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved.
Everybody, you.
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, we're back at Chef Bill's table here at WHCRDB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Oh, another favorite, Marcella Hazan. And I have her books signed, Met Marcella, charming lady. Kind of paved the way for, brought Italian cooking, like many of the teachers, Lydia Bastani, Marcella Hazan, others that helped Italian cooking come to the forefront in this country and probably globally. Anyway, she had a couple of dishes with asparagus, and one of them calls for asparagus with veal and a little bit of prosciutto, little packets, little stuffed rolls, if you will. And there's another one with marsala and prosciutto and cheese, and I kind of took the two of them together. I mean, the dish is probably still being served when I was at Giovanna's in Plainfield, called our house veal. You always wanted that Italian restaurants. So had to have that veal and prosciutto or stacked veal dish. We had one up in Syracuse with veal and prosciutto. It was egg battered, and you always want that saltabaca type dish, right, that jump in the mouth. We had a simple one with the sage and white wine, but you always want something a little bit more like a layered effect. So we would take veal scallopini, and, of course, you flatten them, pound in thin prosciutto slices right into the veal, saute the veal, and we used asparagus with it, Marsala wine, some demi-glaze. That's the, of course, the restaurant's little secret there. And we would melt fontina cheese over. And the fontina is a great melting cheese. It's, the Italians use it for their version of fondue, fonduta. So you've got your wine sauce there, enough acid there to melt the fontina. Mozzarella's not good. It's too stringy, which is its nature. It's what it's supposed to be. But we like the fontina because it kind of melts right into the sauce. And it's a good dish. So the one with just asparagus and prosciutto, if you have your jumbo asparagus, you're going to blanch it. And you need, so if you've got 18, let's say for six people, 18 pieces of thick jumbo asparagus. So you're going to serve three per. And you need about a half pound of fontina and a half pound of thin sliced prosciutto. So you have your asparagus blanched, meaning partially cooked and chilled down. Again, could be room temperature if you're going to use it right away. And you'll wrap the asparagus with prosciutto. Now, I've stopped right there, and it's a nice cold hors d'oeuvre. Asparagus wrapped with prosciutto. Easy. It's finger food. You can pick it up by the stem there and enjoy it. So you have this wrapped with prosciutto, and we're going to arrange it in a baking dish. Now, you could just do this buttered with the cheese on top. Another technique that Ms. Hazan mentions is that she would sliver the cheese and put a little bit of the cheese in between the asparagus pieces also. She would put them in bundles or between the prosciutto and the asparagus. So your cheese inside there or cheese on top. We did it with the cheese on top. And, again, you could bake this 20 minutes till the cheese melts. It's even better with a little bit of Marsala wine. Now, we took that, again, and made it with veal. You could make it with chicken, with pork tenderloin medallions. Very easy to do. The demi-glaze, that's another show. That's something that the restaurants have, that reduced veal stock that is so important in our cooking still. Even though at Jake's we don't have veal on the menu, we still use veal demi-glaze. We do a chicken marsala that has that. We've done chicken breast this way, and some people request that with the prosciutto. If we don't always have the fontina, the closest thing to it would probably be a Swiss cheese would be okay, but the fontina really is a good melting cheese. And with that and the marsala, most cooks use the dry. I use the sweet. You can always add a little lemon juice to balance it out, but I think the sweet marsala is a little bit richer than the dry. And I always use good, Florio brand, you know, naturally, but good Italian brand. The cheap marsala, not worth it. You have to use too much. It's not that good. So asparagus. So the other cuisines that I know, I've kind of done French and Italian. That was a lot of my background. Good tasting dishes, and of course, asparagus is great in a stir fry. Also, it's one of those vegetables. If you're stir frying it, you don't really have to blanch it because it does cook relatively quickly. And when you cook it al dente, let's say, or just a little crisp tender, it's got that nice texture that you expect from a vegetable stir fry. Sugar snap peas, same way. We don't need to blanch those. They cook relatively quickly. So if you want to do either a side dish or, a nice vegetable stir fry right now, if you had sugar snap peas, you've got asparagus, mushrooms go well with both. And you could use regular button mushrooms, but cremini's a little bit more flavor. Portobello's, of course, the grown-up Cremini's, but shiitakes would be even better. If you're in an area that you can find some chanterelles, you know, as much as you want to go for. But asparagus and mushrooms do very well together, as do peas. Artichokes, another spring vegetable, they go well. But if you're doing stir fry, carrots would be obviously in there. We've been using actually thin sliced carrots, but the batonettes are nice little mini sticks. So again, they hold their shape. They're crisp tender. You're not having raw carrot, but remember when you're stir frying, your vegetables should be just like when you're making a soup or a stew. You keep everything a similar thickness. Depending on their textures, think of how they're going to finish. If they're very delicate, you may add them at the end. If they're hearty, you can add them up front. And, of course, your aromatics, your scallion, ginger, and garlic goes in first to mainly flavor the oil, but also to get those cooking. So remember, get out there and cook some asparagus. It's coming in nicely now. Even when it's not in season, you know, make sure that it's in good shape. You don't want the wilted ends. You don't want them drooping over. We store it in the restaurant, especially in the summertime. Just like the grocery stores, you'll see it with the thick end in a little bit of water. And it really does help. If you're buying asparagus, say you have to keep it for a couple of days. If you can put the bottoms of them in water, and actually we make a fresh cut across the bottom, and that just like the basil that's in water, so your fresh herbs, it'll help keep it alive. So if you're not going to use it for a couple of days, that's how you can store it. But I'm sure, like most good things, it won't stick around long. We've got to wind down the show now. The hour's over. We'll see what's on the horizon. As I said, Mother's Day is still 3 weeks away, But we'll have other things to talk about. Spring, there's plenty of things coming into play. We're going to try some new specials. Still working on chicken, working on a fried chicken sandwich that stays crispy even when it's cold. I think I found the way. Maybe we'll delve into that next week. Chef Bill signing off, WHCRDB. Thank you. Have a great day.
Is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The back and forth between President Trump and fired FBI Director James Comey continues after Comey gives a lengthy TV interview that's aired last night on ABC's 2020, in which Comey says, among other things,
I don't think he's medically unfit to be president. I think he's morally unfit to be president.
Comey also saying he believes Trump may be guilty of obstructing justice.
These are more words I never thought I'd utter about a president of the United States, but it's possible.
The president today slamming Comey again on Twitter, accusing him of, quote, committing many crimes. A deadly prison riot in South Carolina. Seven inmates killed in the violence that starts late Sunday and goes for 8 hours before it was finally ended at about 3 a.m. Corrections officials say in addition to the seven inmates killed, 17 were taken to hospitals. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience.